Professional wrestling, like real life, is full of surprises. Hi, everyone. It's Freddie Prinze Jr. And it's no surprise I can talk wrestling all day, any day. Kind of like how State Farm agents can talk insurance and help you choose the right coverage. When it comes to important insurance decisions, let State Farm support you with the coverage you need backed with 24/7 support. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Previously on The Princess of South Beach, my long-lost twin, Maria del Carmen, has usurped my life and joined forces with the Calderon family maid, Estrella, to get revenge on my fake parents, Luisa and Esteban, who murdered our mother and stole me as a baby. Oh, and we discovered that my boyfriend, Raul, purposefully got me pregnant and maybe caused the accident that killed me. Oh, and Nacho and Esteban are having a secret affair, which is ironic since Esteban is running for mayor as a conservative candidate and has been funding anti-gay camps for years. These recaps keep getting harder and harder. When we last left Estrella and Maria del Carmen, they were hiding in a pantry, listening in on a conversation between Luisa and Esteban that was more heartbreaking than a Nicholas Sparks novel.
Okay, I think Luisa is out for the night.
Okay, so can we get out of the pantry now?
That was a very productive spy session.
Woo! Wow.
That's a dark pantry.
That wasn't so bad, right?
Oh, not bad at all, except for when you kicked me.
I'm sorry, I thought you were a rat.
So, is this all you do? You know, spying? Do you ever do, like, maid stuff?
Well, I watched a bunch of telenovelas for research, and from what I could tell, the job is 50% listening to conversations you're not supposed to, and 50% opening other people's mail, giving out advice nobody asked for, and vacuuming once in a while.
Well, that explains why the house is so dirty. Bueno, this was, fun, but I think I gotta go to bed.
Wait! It's time to strategize. How can we use what we just heard to our advantage? These two are ready to crack.
It's 1 a.m. Can plotting out your inevitable revenge wait until tomorrow?
Fine. I guess I still have 3 episodes of Los Ricos También Lloran to catch up on. But tomorrow, it's on. Just don't forget why we're doing this.
Of course not. For Gabby.
And for your real mom.
Get your beauty rest, hermanita. Because tomorrow is your first real day of being me. And I promise you, it's not as easy as it looks.
Buenos dias! Ah! Gloria!
Estrella, what? Were you watching me sleep?
A little. But not to be creepy. It's just that I was very excited to start planning our sabotage. It's a Christmas morning, except instead of presents, it's revenge.
Do we have to meet so early? Can't this wait until after breakfast?
Great idea. Let's go out for breakfast. It's best to plan sabotage outside of the house.
You mean go out to eat? Like to a restaurant?
Why are you saying it like that? Have you never been to a restaurant?
I'm an orphan raised in a poor convent. When would I have gone out to eat, Estrella?
Fair enough.
Oh my god. Can we go to a fancy one? Like an Applebee's. Oh, I always see those commercials. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Mija, that's McDonald's. Come on. Look, I'll take you somewhere better than an Applebee's. Gloria Calderon can be seen in a restaurant that has a clown.
So let me get this straight. I can order any of the things on this menu?
That's how a menu works, yes.
Sorry, I don't think we're ready to order just yet. Can you give us a minute?
Okay. I don't get paid enough for this. Hey, I think that's Gloria Calderon.
Estrella, this is amazing, but I don't have money. How are we gonna pay?
Don't worry. I brought Gloria's purse. I don't think she needs it anymore. God rest her soul.
They have Sprite. I've never had a Sprite. On a good day, the sisters would give us hot water with lime. That was the fun drink.
Every time you tell me something new, it's somehow sadder.
Oh my god.
Okay, Maria, look at me. Focus. I'm gonna need you to really focus. But don't forget why we're here. We need to make a plan to find Gabby and avenge your parents.
I've never been to a place that has a tablecloth. Can you feel this tablecloth? It must be the softest material in the world.
Mija, it's just cotton. Put it back.
And these forks, I could see my reflection in the fork. Look at you, you look so pretty.
Oh my God, we have the Mexican Little Mermaid. Put it down.
Look, they got little salt and pepper. They're not supposed to make salt and pepper that small.
Put, everybody is looking at us.
They have waffles? Okay, sorry. You're right. But first, there is one thing.
I already explained what a drive-thru is.
No, it's not that. I need to talk to Hermana Claudia. I told her I was going to tell the truth, and if I'm not going to do that, then she deserves to know why.
Your kindness is making this take forever.
I need to talk to her. Can I borrow your phone?
Yeah, fine. Here.
Okay, I'll be right back. Order me some waffles, a Sprite, ooh, some grapefruit juice, and the lobster. Oh, and the Malibu Bahama Dollarama. I don't know what that is, but I need it.
I better order some Pepto-Bismol, too.
Ay, hermanita. I think you might be enjoying my life a little too much. And I don't think Hermana Claudia will be too happy about this.
Buenos días. This is el Convento de las Hermanas de la Santa Misericordia de Jesucristo Nuestro Señor.
Hermana Claudia, it's me, María del Carmen.
Mi niña! How are you? Are you on your way back? Do you feel better after telling the truth?
Bueno, hermana, actually, I wanted to talk to you about that.
Don't tell me you haven't told them.
I've decided not to tell the truth yet.
Ay, Dios mío, María, pero por favor. Don't you know that you can't cover the sun with one finger?
Ay, please don't speak in parables right now.
But what are you thinking? To keep one lie alive, you'll drown in a sea of a thousand others.
What? Listen, I know this isn't what we talked about, but hear me out. I think God put me in this situation for a reason.
You think God wants you to lie? I know God, Maria. I'm a nun. God hates lying.
Well, I know that, but hermana, this feels like my chance to do something important. To find my real family, to help Estrella find her friend. To do some good in the world.
Yeah, and I imagine you're not particularly bothered by the money, the fame, being the center of attention.
That's not what this is about. Hermana, you know me. I wouldn't.
Do I know you? The Maria I know would never lie about who she is. Mark my words. You're being tempted like Eve in the garden, like Jesus in the desert, like Brad on the set of Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
What?
You're tempted by the comforts a material life can offer you.
So I have to be poor to be a good person?
Ay, Dios mío.
What's so bad about living a little more comfortably? Yes, I admit, this life is nice, okay? The beds are softer, the clothes are cuter, and you can get as many Malibu Bahama Dollaramas as you want.
What?
The point is, I don't see why I can't have both. Why I can't use all this money and power to do something good.
Because it's all based on a lie. This isn't your life.
If I had been born a second earlier, this would have been my life. Because of a second, I grew up with no family, no money, nothing. I don't want to be a poor orphan anymore.
I didn't know that your life with me was such a disappointment.
No, I didn't mean it like that. And Mana, you know I'll always be grateful for what you did for me.
No.
But I didn't choose to live like that. Mm-hmm. And now I have a chance at a better life. One where I can make a difference.
It's incredible.
I'm sorry, but I didn't call you to get your permission. I called you to tell you my decision. And you'll see, I'm going to be a better Gloria than Gloria ever was.
Well, that's a pity because Maria del Carmen is the best person I knew. Just be careful. The worst lies we tell are the ones we tell ourselves.
No, I have to go. Goodbye, Hermana Claudia. Goodbye. Good for you, hermanita. Soak it in. I always enjoyed the luxe life. That is, until I died. While Maria del Carmen enjoys her time in the spotlight, Raul and Nacho are enjoying a little game of squash. It's like tennis, but with a trust fund. Speaking of trust funds...
Hey, tea lovers, it's me, Tatiana. Obviously.
Boy, do we have a juicy scoop for you on the next Tea with Tatiana. On the next Tea with Tatiana, we'll talk with a mental health specialist who has worked with one of the Calderones. I won't say which Calderone, but I'll give you a hint. Her name starts with an L and rhymes with Visa. Also, we'll talk about this mystery Calderone's happy place. Spoiler alert, it's her Lincoln Aviator GT. All right, that's it for now. But be sure to tune in next time for more scandalous rumors about the Calderones on the next Tea with Tatiana.
As an actor, a producer, and a proud Latino father, my days can get very busy, which is why I make sure to dedicate time to what's important, like supporting my community through my work, sharing my Colombian and Venezuelan culture, and being present for my family, which is everything to me. Hey everyone, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and we're reflecting on what matters most. I start by giving thanks for good support in my life whenever I need to make the big decisions. How about you? If it's insurance you need, State Farm is there to help you choose the right coverage for you. And State Farm offers great support 24/7. Just call an agent. State Farm is also a big supporter of My Cultura podcast network by helping to share our Latinx voices. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you get your podcasts.
Good for you, hermanita. Soak it in. I always enjoyed the lux life. That is, until I died. While Maria del Carmen enjoys her time in the spotlight, Raul and Nacho are enjoying a little game of squash. It's like tennis, but with a trust fund. Speaking of trust funds...
Raul, you've gotten a lot better since the last time we played.
Sí, bueno, the last time was 11 years ago. I was 12.
Well, here we are now.
Ay, oh.
Hey, Raul, Raul, are you okay? Hey, you seem out of it.
Perdón, papi. It's just, I've been thinking about what you said, you know, about keeping Gloria happy. And ever since the accident, she and I have barely seen each other. Between the doctor's appointments and press conferences, we haven't really had any one-on-one time, you know? And I don't know, she seems different now. And I feel like I'm losing her.
Thank you for oversharing. Look, Raul, I don't need to remind you how important it is for us to be on good terms with the Calderones.
Yes, papi, I know. And that's exactly why I need to do something big. Okay, something to remind her while we're the perfect couple. Well, we are meant for each other.
Yeah, why do I feel you're going to ask me for something?
Bobby, I have an idea.
Okay, here it goes.
You know how much Gloria loves grand gestures. Mm. Well, she lost her engagement ring in the accident, so what if I buy her a new one? A better one, a bigger one, huh? More carrots. Something obscenely expensive.
And there it is.
And I could take her to the place where I proposed to her, right? Really do it up. Hire musicians and give her a second proposal with a new ring. It will be so romantic. She's gonna freak.
And how exactly do you plan on paying for all this?
Well, I know you mentioned some money issues, but how bad could they be? Right? It's not like we're flat broke.
Exactly. Look, Raul, it's a complicated situation.
I mean, I know you borrowed some money out of my trust fund, but you said that was temporary, right? Puppy, why is your right eye doing that Twitch thing? What happened? Oh, both of them are doing it.
Yeah, no,
do you need something?
It's allergies. I may have borrowed a bit more money than initially thought I would need,
But, Puppy, that money is mine.
And who do you think put that money there in the first place? Look, Raul. Look, I'm sorry, but funds are a little tight right now. And I promise you I'm working on a solution. But for the moment, we will just have to make do with less. And remember, as soon as you're married to Gloria, we will never have to ask anybody for money ever again. You'll just have to find a less expensive way to win her back. Do you understand?
I mean, not really. But I trust you, Papi, okay? I'll find some other way.
Poor Raul. Looks like you're balling on a budget for now. Lucky for you, I'm sure Maria del Carmen's tastes aren't as refined as mine. Though, after that call with Hermana Claudia, that might be changing.
If you're enjoying Princess of South Beach, please subscribe, rate, and review our show wherever you're listening. The Princess of South Beach is a production of iHeart's My Cultura podcast network and Sonoro. Created and directed by Jasmine Romero. Written by Jasmine Romero and Joanna Hausman, with help from Daniela Sarkis, Monisa Hinrichs, and Christian Hatar. Produced by Luis Eduardo Castillo. Executive produced by Connell Byrne and Giselle Bantis for iHeart. By Joanna Hausman, and by Jasmine Romero and Joshua Weinstein for Sonoro. Performances in this episode by Rachel Zegler, Danny Pino, Yvonne Cole, Ex Mayo, and Andy Bustillos. Our production manager is Querenza Chaires. Recording and engineering by Emiliano Quintanar, with sound design by Edwin Irigoyen, Cassandra Tinajero, Andres Baena, Diego Medina, and Andres Coronado. Assistant sound design by Eric Centeno. Casting and coordination by Andres Chaires. Foley by Samantha Gonzalez Fong. Our theme song and original music by Rodrigo Garcia Robles and Charlie Hernandez.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.